I hope you have had the luxury of sitting back and marveling at the rain we've been getting. It's been a little more taxing than that for some of us, with floods and mudslides, roads closed and roads washed out. Get this, thanks to the deluge, 2015 is now a wetter than average year in Seattle. We've had more rainfall at SeaTac Airport than average this year, even after the drought we all went through. Vaughn, how's the weather in Vancouver right now?
Beautiful day here in Victoria. At the moment, I'm looking out the window. I can see a blue sky. We had a heck of a lot of rain overnight. It's been wet in both Victoria and Vancouver. But at the moment, weather's pretty nice.
Lovely in Victoria. Yes, very good. Vaughn, I want to talk to you about the phrase, do different things and do things differently. This is what Canada's Prime Minister promised this week in his first State of the Union address, of course, except it's not called the State of the Union address. It's called the Speech from the Throne. What did you think of, this is Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, by the way. Vaughn, what did you think of Trudeau's first big speech?
It was a pretty busy Friday. The government writes these things. They're called the Speech from the Throne because they're delivered from the throne at the front of our parliament by the Queen when she's here and by her stand-in, the Governor General, when he isn't. But it's the government speech. The thing was only 15 minutes long, which is not very long. Sometimes these things go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was packed with stuff. Now, the new Trudeau government made almost 200 promises to Canadians in running for office this year. So they've got a lot of catching up to do. But it was loaded up with promises. Probably the one that most interests Canadians is a tax cut for middle-income Canadians. So that one is going to be done right away. The other stuff will follow. We've talked recently, Bill, about the determination to bring in Syrian refugees. The first of those started arriving this week. And there's a website here in Canada that is keeping track of all 200 promises and letting everybody know where they stand and keeping them or not keeping them. So they're going to be busy.
A very different world from Stephen Harper, Trudeau giving his first speech from the throne. Now, I must ask you, Vaughn, Trudeau is getting criticized for having two taxpayer-funded nannies. How is he defending himself against that?
Yeah, you know, you get in trouble in office, right? He's comes from a wealthy family, Trudeau does, and he gets a pretty good salary as Prime Minister of Canada. I think it's about $350,000. Now, that's Canadian funds, so it's not as good for cross-border shopping as if it was in American dollars, but there's been some grumbling. The Prime Minister was at the big climate change conference, and it was reported that he was there with his wife, of course, and also with two of his three children and the two nannies who are supported at taxpayer expense. So people are saying, are the nannies paid enough? Are they being paid minimum wage? And they say, yes, they are. But the larger question, which I think people have been asking fairly, is given the Prime Minister's populist appeal to Canadians, his determination to bring in a child care plan and to take tax raise taxes on the wealthy, is should his two nannies be paid for by him or by the Canadian taxpayer? At the moment, it's the taxpayer that's covering them.
And finally, Vaughn, we have a minute left here. It was so exciting 2 years ago when Vancouver found out it was getting a Trump Tower. Now what?
Yeah, there's a move afoot in both Vancouver and Toronto by members of the councils in those two cities, Bill, to change the name. They want the Trump name off the tower. There's one in Vancouver on Georgia Street, 63 stories. There's one in Toronto, but in reaction to his appalling comments on stopping Muslim immigration into the United States, there's a move afoot in both cities to get the Trump name off. I don't think they'll actually do that. I think it's more of a protest and a backlash, but, you know, we shall see where all this one ends up.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer getting fair weather in Victoria. Vaughn, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Bill.
KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722, and thanks.